Good afternoon. Are we live? Good afternoon, everybody. It's Friday, the 8th of March. This is Five Fact Friday. This is the five things that have happened in the last 7 days that, in my view, have the biggest significance for the housing market. excuse me. Below is a link to a page with the links for all five facts, with the sources for all five facts. But without further ado, let's get into each one. So the first one is the government reporting housing transactions, monthly property transactions for January. Let me just get it up on the screen. Chaotic as usual. Here we go. So this is UK monthly property transactions. Right, and this is from HM Revenue and Customs. So this is HMRC's figures, not Land Registry, but still government. These guys record it because of stamp duty. And I'm going to skip the seasonally adjusted one because I think that the non-seasonally adjusted is better. The provisional non-seasonally adjusted, so the actual number of UK residential transactions in January, is 68,000, 10% lower than January last year. Now, it's also 20% lower than December, but that's pretty typical. January is often lower than December for various reasons. But 10% lower than last January, that is quite a surprise and quite a shock. Now, you've got to factor in a slight delay here to the reporting, but it's difficult to know. This is for completions registered in January. And there were fewer completions registered in January 2024, 10% fewer than there were registered in January 2023. So now that does not mean that the activity that people have seen, the increase in activity in the housing market, hasn't been a real thing. That has been a real thing. There's no doubt in January that there was definitely an uptick in properties coming to the market and buyers coming to the market and mortgage applications. But there's a time delay between activity at the beginning of a transaction and reporting completions at the end of a transaction. This is bad news because the lower the transaction numbers, the harder it is for anyone that needs to move and the worse it is for the moving industry. That's fact number one. Fact number two. UK Finance reported on Monday that mortgage lending and savings was pushed down in 2023. Now, the really, really important figure here is on the whole of 2023, the number of loans made to first-time buyers was the lowest since 2013. So first-time buyer numbers were down at their lowest for 10 years. And they were down 22% on the previous year. So that's a big, big drop. But home movers, so people who are selling and buying, who don't receive the same sort of help from family or stamp duty exemptions were hit even harder, with loan numbers falling 26% in a year. The 251,000 loans to home movers last year was the lowest figure since 1974. Okay. Now, why does that impact housing? It just tells you how difficult it was for people to move house in 2023. Lots more people wanted to move, but moving was extremely difficult. There was a lot of friction in the process, a lot of deals falling through because of down valuations and people changing their mind and people not being able to get the mortgage they thought they could get. So that's that news. So these are hard and fast numbers for 2023, okay? Now, fact number three was that during the budget, the most important thing here was that capital gains tax was lowered for residential property disposals, cut from 28 to 24%. Okay. You don't pay capital gains tax on the sale of your only home, but you do on any others. So this is actually an incentive for anyone who's on the fence to sell, like a landlord, right? Landlord or people with second homes. That 4% is quite a big amount on the sale of a property. So that's quite a good incentive to sell. So that should bring more property to the market. which will, of course, bring more downward pressure on prices, which is a good thing for affordability. So that was, I mean, there were lots of other things announced during the budget, but they were all very, very small things. I've linked to that page in the list of links. Holiday lettings tax regime was also ended. I don't think that's going to be as big a deal as everyone thinks it is. It takes effect from the 6th of April. And there was this, which I missed on the day, stamp duty, land tax, abolition of multiple dwellings relief. Again, it's a relatively small number of people that are affected by that. So the major fact was that capital gains tax was cut for people with more than one property who want to sell. All right. So that's fact number three. Fact number four, the Office of Budget Responsibility, this is reported by the Telegraph. I love the turn of phrase they use. House prices to bounce back. Bounce back. They're going to bounce. They're not going to rise or climb. They're going to bounce back. OBR expects housing market to rebound in 2026 thanks to falling interest rates. Okay, I mean, 2026, we're only just at the beginning of 2024. This is a long way off. This is barely news, and I just find it odd that it even made the headlines. But it did make the headlines, and that's why I've got it in Five Fact Friday, because people have seen this and gone, oh, the housing market's coming back. No, it's an OBR forecast, and OBR forecasts are notoriously bad. House prices will bounce back faster than expected. Faster than who expected? Thanks to falling interest rates, the official forecaster has said. The OBR predicts prices will fall 2% this year, less than half of the 5% drop predicted as a November forecast. So they have improved their house price fall prediction. There we are. It's the OBR. It's plucking figures out of the dark. But there we are. It's the official government forecast that house prices are going to bounce back in 2026. They're not, by the way. They're definitely not, I don't think. But the most important thing this week, I think, was the budget. And I have linked to it. It's a blog post on my website, which I've linked to below. The fact that a lot of people were expecting housing market stimulus to happen in the budget. They were expecting a mortgage guarantee scheme from the government, perhaps, or new incentives for house builders, or a new help to buy scheme. Anything. So there was a lot of people expecting, especially in the industry, and hoping and praying for stimulus for more house building. And it didn't happen. I mean, it was almost a resounding tumbleweed, nothing for the housing market. And I think this is the best possible news for affordability, because all government housing interventions to help first-time buyers onto the ladder have resulted in prices going up faster and leaving more people behind. And to not do anything, so they've ended Help to Buy now and some of those other schemes. So they've still got a government-backed 95% mortgage guarantee scheme. That's still there, I think, until the end of this year. But this affordability is the biggest problem in the housing market, right? And so what better way is there for house prices to become more affordable than for the government to stop propping them up? Falling house prices improves affordability for everybody and doesn't leave anyone behind. And I genuinely think that this is fantastic news for the housing market, because it will also start to improve transactions and give people more certainty. Now, who knows what they might do, whether they're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat for the election or what may happen after the election. But I welcome the lack of artificial financial stimulus for the housing market as a fantastic piece of news and a great fact to report for affordability of first-time buyers. And affordability of everyone in general. So that for me is why I think Five Fact Friday today is a great one, because that's great news. Hello, everybody in the live chat. Anyone got any questions? So Tina Fey, Man, Tina B, Joanne, Nikki, Super Ted, Andrew Taylor, Argy Bargy, hi there. Anyone got any questions on the five facts, or am I going to wrap it up here and make it a quick one? I did do a 60-second one for TikTok viewers. But there we are, guys. That's Five Fact Friday for today. Lots more to talk about. And I had an amazing day yesterday with an estate agency event in London. And I saw lots of people I haven't seen for a while. I had some fantastic conversations. And I've had some great invitations from people who, because of this channel and because of the audience I have, are keen to share with me what's going on in the industry. So I'm looking forward to for those things to happen. I met Phil Spencer's team behind MoveIQ yesterday. I met the Property Mark team, both of whom I've been very critical of. And anyway, interesting stuff to come. Have a fantastic weekend. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.